Just as the name implies, Festivity Square brings together both the residents of Seagolder and its visitors for celebrations. The square was inaugurated in 2007 to celebrate Seagolder's 800-year anniversary. It can hold up to 30,000 people, as happened in August of the same year, for a concert of the most popular Latvian band, Brainstorm. Festivity Square is the location of the yearly municipal celebration at the end of May. It also marks the finish line for the annual Tour de Latvia bicycle race. A tradition began in 1936 by President Kārlis Ulmanis. The square is a popular pedestrian area and home to the city Christmas tree. Nearby is a Ferris wheel, which offers panoramic views of the city of Gauja Valley. Guest architects from Petersburg, then Leningrad, helped to build it in 1974. The trail behind the Ferris wheel takes you to the cable car pickup platform, if you wish, to travel across the Gauja Valley. Near the square are lots of outdoor activities. Tarzan Park is the largest open-air adventure park in the Baltics. You can ride on one of the fastest, longest toboggan tracks around, or try out an obstacle course with over 80 variations, some as high as 30 meters, 100 feet. The catapult chute allows you to experience the sensation of weightlessness, followed by a free fall. Or try the unique Stromberg's bike and pedal across a rope several meters in the air. This is the same bicycle used by BMX world and Olympic champion Stromberg's. There is also a kid-sized version of Tarzan Park and trampolines. If you prefer a calmer type of entertainment, the chairlift offers an excellent view of the Gauja Valley. During the winter, a ski run is also available. At 90 meters, 300 feet high, it is the longest natural ski run in the Baltics. It is well lit, even on overcast days, and there is a cafe at the bottom of the slope. Rental equipment is also available. Winter sports have been popular in Seagolder since the turn of the century. The first ski jump in the Baltics was built here in 1933, which then made a 70-metre, over 200 feet, jump possible. The number of different competitions held in Seagolder made it a significant sports centre in Latvia. During the 1930s, the first equipment rental place opened along with 12 different ski trails. Winter sports continued to evolve during the Soviet era. Skiing competitions resumed after World War II and the ski jump was restored. In 1955, the All Latvian Mountain Ski Competition was held here, and in 1960, the first Winter Olympics of the Latvian SSR. A second ski jump and ski run was added in the 60s. In 1966, a third ski run was opened at the location of the current bobsleigh track. It included a ski jump with artificial turf, allowing athletes to train during the summertime. It was the only one of its kind in the Baltics. The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.